Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Baskin's back, baby.
You having a party tonight?
No.
Why not? It's WNBA draft, man.
You know it is. You know what's cracked me up?
You know what? I've been looking through all these mock drafts. I have to know what's going on.
Well, Caitlin Clark's going number one, even if she couldn't play. Even if she couldn't play, she's going number one.
For sure.
Because the Indiana Fever is selling tickets like crazy. I saw that the, 30-some of the Fever games are already scheduled for national television. And last year, I think they had three, something like that.
I don't know. I think some of the players that have been there for a little while longer.
Say it.
They don't like this.
All the attention's going to without question.
Someone who's just played college basketball, no matter what the records are.
I was just going to bring that exact thing up. Diana Taurasi, who's a terrific player. She and Sue Bird did the alternate broadcast on the, on the Final Four stuff.
Oh, I watched that.
And Taurasi has said...
Saw some of this.
And I kind of... Not exactly sure how to take this, but I think it's kind of cool. Because she just came right out and said, hey, reality's coming for some of these college players coming into the WNBA. And I thought, what are you going to do, beat them up? You gonna punch him? What are you gonna do? All right, Caitlin's kind of a skinny kid. Angel Reese, kind of long and lanky, kind of skinny. What are you gonna do? Beat him up? Gonna get him under the boards and elbow him in the teeth? What are you doing here?
You want gender equity? This is what it is, right? How many years have we heard? Oh, here comes the kid from college. He's gonna have to earn his respect.
Yeah, well,
it's the same thing.
By golly,
it's the same thing.
If forgive me here. Let me take the basketball aspect out of this, okay? Put the economic aspect in. Caitlin, Angel, please come to the league.
Yes.
Get some eyeballs on us.
Like, I wonder what the players in the league thought when Bird and Johnson were coming out.
I don't know. All I know is that it changed the game in a wonderful way.
Yes.
And that
should be
the case.
I don't know how players in the league right now couldn't look at it that way.
I don't know.
So what? Show them up on the night that you play against them. Play harder than they do. Beat them in every one of those games.
Well, when's the last time they were on Saturday Night Live? Anybody in the league?
Oh, I bet somebody's been on. Rebecca Lobo might have been on Saturday Night Live.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of other players.
Exactly. We don't have any idea except for one thing. Caitlin Clark was on Saturday Night Live on Saturday. This Saturday.
She crushed it, too.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. I watched it.
Yeah, so Michael Che, who is on Saturday Night Live doing Weekend Update, has cracked many of WNBA joke, college basketball joke, all of that kind of stuff.
He's a wiseacre.
And so
I met him here during the Republican convention. Yeah,
nice
super
fella.
Nice guy. Both those, Colin Jost, too. Both those two guys.
Yeah, they do a nice job.
Yeah, they were good. I took a picture. You want to see the picture?
No, we really don't.
So Caitlin Clark sat down and basically called out Michael Che for everything that had taken place
making jokes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. He's been crushing the
The women's basketball, college basketball. So called him out for it and then wrote some jokes that he blind read. This is from Saturday Night Live.
No, wait a minute. These are Caitlin Clark's jokes that Jay had to read?
No. These are jokes that he's read over the last couple weeks.
No, these are Caitlin Clark's jokes that he had to read.
Okay.
No, that's not. You just played. I watched it. Okay, you're right. That was hers. You're right. That was hers. You're right. I didn't think about it for a second.
Hey, guess what? Andy really is back.
Caitlin. That's right. She allegedly wrote these. Yes,
right. So right. Allegedly wrote
allegedly,
the jokes.
Yeah.
I don't 100% know.
We know she didn't, but, you know.
I hope she wrote it.
I thought we were going to play the other jokes, too, because they were pretty harsh.
They were quite harsh. I sadly don't have those in front of me.
Oh, I thought you had those.
Had I known that, I would have made that work.
Yes. Okay. That's all right.
All right. So then followed it up with Michael Che having to read this one.
So they're getting even.
Yep.
You got to believe that Colin Jost wrote all these jokes. Keep going. Yep.
Probably true.
I wonder. I like living in a fairy world every so often where Caitlin Clark was the one who actually sat down and wrote a good chunk of these and had some fun with them and all that. But you're probably right. They got a writer to do it. Probably also includes this one. Again, audio courtesy of Saturday Night Live and NBC.
It was good.
Got him.
And then it followed up and ended with Caitlin Clark saying this to Michael Che. Again, sitting on the desk at Weekend Update, Saturday Night Live, audio courtesy of NBC.
That's pretty funny.
That, I think she may have said off the cuff. Maybe.
Well, it was real clear, though, her delivery changed when she got off the script.
The jokes he had been cracking about WNBA were like, whoa. He had said, you know, the game, the first semifinal game that was here, what was it, 14.2 million watched that game? He said that was the most watched game by in WNBA history. The second place was just 14.2 million behind. He was cracking jokes like that. You're like, wow.
Can I give you something that is gonna make your head bleed?
Go ahead. This is twice. You tried to the first time. It didn't
topics
work.
That we never thought we would cover here on Baskin and Phelps.
What, WNBA first pick?
Mock draft.
WNBA mock draft?
Yes.
Yeah, I would probably say that.
Yeah. This one's on ESPN.
How many times have we had this conversation, though, where I said, where would a woman break through on some of the big sport, big four
sports?
Well,
here sports? It is. We're here.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's the number one pick to the Indiana Fever.
Right.
And then Cameron Brink, who's a 6'4", if you haven't seen her, she can play, 6'4", Stanford post player, a power forward. She's going to the Los Angeles Sparks. And here's the one I have a question about. In a perfect world,
mm-hmm.
Would Camille Cardoso from South Carolina, the 6'7" center,
right?
Would she be the number one pick over Caitlin Clark? I mean, she's pretty dang unstoppable
in a normal year,
and she's 6'7" and can play. If it weren't for Caitlin Clark's everything that comes with her, I mean, she's a phenomenal player. But if it weren't for everything that comes with her, I wonder if she would be the number one pick. Or if it would be Cardoso.
We've come a long way that we're having this whole conversation.
I know. I mean, if you saw Cardoso play, it's like, well, there's an unstoppable force. Anything?
I don't know. I don't know what the rest of that team looks like. Is that what they need?
It's what best is player Indiana? Available, Andy.
Is it?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
necessarily. She's going third in the mock draft to the Chicago Sky. And then going seventh to the Chicago Sky, and by the way, I didn't know Chicago's team was named the Sky, Angel Reese. But you imagine if they add Cardoso and Angel Reese? That's an interesting combination, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as we're going to go with a mock draft for the WNBA.
There should be Celeste Taylor from Ohio State should go in the first round, too.
She's 12th to the Atlanta Dream.
That's the other.
There you go.
I don't know. Just as I looked at it through the Ohio eyes.
Isn't it fascinating, though? Already the Indiana Fever. Over 75% of their games will be nationally televised.
Hmm.
Wonder if she's going to get like her own table at St. Elmo's.
Maybe she might. That's not a bad one.
Thanks.
If not, she could always go across the street.
Isn't it right next door? Same place, and they're
Rush Street Tavern. Is it
owned by the same company? No.
Maybe. I don't know. I kept thinking the whole last 2 weeks is like, why don't we have a team here? Like, does anyone?
I would think it would work.
I don't. It's not.
It kind of did work before.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they want to bring? Why would? I mean, that's up to the Gilberts, right? All you got, well, all they have to do is basically go to the league meetings and say, you know what,
we'd like a team.
Yeah, we'd like a team next year.
There's no better time to expand the WNBA than right now because women's basketball has never been hotter than it is right now.
Right.
So you have 12 teams in the league. Doesn't 16 sound like a better number than 12?
Unless you don't feel like you have the dates because of the Monsters or and other things you have coming in between Cavs, Monsters.
You can figure it out.
Don't they do all the scheduling for Wolstein now too? I mean, you could run them in both venues if you needed to. If you felt like you couldn't sell out Rocket Mortgage, why couldn't you run some of those games at Wolstein too? I mean, they're running men's and women's basketball over there, too.
I would think if the team were owned by the Gilberts, in other words, the folks who own the Cavs, I would think they'd want them in that building.
And you got to figure you want more patience for the new training facility.
You can always close off that upper deck, pull that curtain, right?
Yeah, that's what they've done. I mean, they do it for hockey. They do it all the time.
Right.
If that's what you wanted to do.
Might not be a bad way to go.
Is now the right time, though, for a women's basketball team in Cleveland? I would think so. You're coming off the heels of the Final Four. Never.
Yeah.
Never. You had the Final Four here. The town got electric for it. Now is the time to do it. And, again, you're in a position where who owns the team? If the team is owned by the primary tenant of the arena, then you're in great shape. The teams that run into trouble that would play at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse are not owned by the Gilberts. Or the Rock Sports Group or whatever that.
Let me just play devil's advocate.
Sure.
When we did have the Rockers here, and they
drew pretty good attendance.
Well, they did okay. They left in 2003.
Right.
But the team left; it folded. The Gunn family decided we don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And they said because lack of attendance, interest wasn't as high as they wanted it to be, and the team folded. And they couldn't find a local buyer for it.
No offense.
Team folded and those players were dispersed.
Well, a local buyer wouldn't want to do it if you're in his arena. That's because now you're paying.
Well, I would think that's true.
That's a bad scenario.
And I wonder, you know, there's a relationship now with the Wolstein Center and the organization because the Cleveland Charge plays at the Wolstein Center.
Right. Again, if you're willing to run the Charge, why wouldn't you want to run the Rockers?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's an easy, and I don't know, unless they think they're spreading their staff too thin.
Interesting.
That's one way to look at it.
I think WNBA expansion is happening, and it's happening soon. Might not be this coming season, obviously.
Well, they just added a couple teams, didn't they?
Get ready. I think it's going to go. We'll find out. Zach Harper covers the NBA for the Athletic. Cavs in the playoffs. Orlando Magic first round. Wasn't that convenient? Zach's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.